Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I want to talk about praising God is actually spiritual warfare. Folks, we are in a spiritual battle with unseen forces for control over our behaviors, our choices, and our worship. In 1 Thessalonians 1 and 8, it says, "The word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, how you turned away from idols to serve the living and the true God." It's really interesting how people who don't get excited during the song service of praise and worship, that when you put them on a football field or a baseball field, they shout out their enthusiasm. They act in ways that you didn't even know was in them. And yet, during the praise and worship service, they're some of the most quiet, conservative people just looking around, waiting for the next course of the service to take place. I want to talk to you about praising God actually being spiritual warfare. But I want to begin by saying this. Whatever you put first above God is the idol that you worship. Not only that, but demons are behind it. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10 and 19. He said, "What am I saying then, that an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God." What are you sacrificing today out of your time? What is the priority of your life? What gets you excited to the point that you shout that you don't mind being involved in that for hours, or standing up or clapping, or it has your full attention? We have to be careful about the things that we love in our lives if it exceeds the enthusiasm for God. If it exceeds the enthusiasm for worship and praising God. It's important for you to realize, when you come to praise and worship, the devil wants your praise. He wants your worship. He is happy for every person who is reluctant to praise the Lord. Oh, you may not have looked at it this way, but I'm helping you this morning to understand the devil wants your praise. The devil wants your worship. And when you're sitting down with your hands on your lap, or standing with your arms down and hardly opening your mouth to give God praise, he's very happy. That's one way he's getting the praise that belongs to God. In Matthew chapter 4 and 8, it says, "The devil led Jesus to the top of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in all of their splendor. And then he said to the Lord Jesus Christ, 'If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all these things.'" Don't tell me the devil doesn't want your worship. He wanted the Lord Jesus to worship him. He certainly wants your praise. In fact, the Bible tells us that many will actually worship the devil and praise him during the tribulation period. One of the devil's names is the dragon. Revelation 12 and 9 explains this. It says, and the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan. During the tribulation period, people will worship the devil and the Antichrist. In Revelation chapter 13 and 4, it says, and they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast, which is the Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who can fight against the beast? My friends, the devil fights against your praise and worship every song service. But one day he will kill people who refuse to worship him. The Bible also tells us that during that time, a false prophet will be empowered by the devil to make an idol or an image of the Antichrist. And anyone who refuses to worship the idol will be killed. Revelation 13 and 15, it says, he, the false prophet we're talking about, was permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast, which is the Antichrist, commanded that anyone refusing to worship it must die. There's a lot of importance around praise and worship that we, as the church, perhaps are blinded to. But another reason why we should be praising God with enthusiasm is because we don't want to give our praise to the devil. We don't want to worship him. We've come to worship God. Yeah, give the Lord a hand of praise. And there's a spiritual battle taking place that includes a battle for your praise and worship. Ephesians chapter 6 and 11 says, put on all of God's armor so that you're able to stand against all of the strategies of the devil. And one of those strategies is to make you late for church. Ushers, lock the doors. You can be on time for work. We can make sure the kids are on time for school. We're on time for that personal entertainment. We're there before the movie starts. But some have difficulty being on time to praise and worship the Lord. The Bible tells us we're fighting against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world and against powers in this dark world and against evil spirits that are doing everything that they can to prevent us from serving the Lord and praising and worshiping him. Some people don't believe in the devil, but the Bible does. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, it says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And we are all under attack by the devil and evil spirits who are tempting us to become captives through our emotions and through our disobedience to God. Isn't it something that many times when you're trying to go to church, that's when everything goes wrong? That's when the traffic is backed up? That's when your child, who never gives you a problem, all at any time begins to act like the devil. Arguments happen between happy husbands and wives on the way to church. Things just begin happening that seem to want to influence your worship experience. It's because we're in warfare. And that warfare extends to our relationship with God and how we should Praise him. The devil is trying to affect your emotions. You may say, I don't feel like praising God today after everything that has happened. But saints, don't let the devil's influence on your emotions prevent you from praising your God. Don't let it happen. The Bible says that praise is a spiritual sacrifice to God, which means praise is going to cost you something. You're not going to always feel like praising God. But don't allow your flesh to prevent you from praising God. Fight through it. Fight through the attack of the enemy. You may not feel like saying a word, but lift your hands. You may not be able to feel like you want to sing, but clap your hands, stamp your feet, wave your hands. Do what you can do. And as you're doing it, the Holy Spirit will join with that. And before you know it, you'll receive supernatural power to praise God as you should. Praise is a sacrifice.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Galatians said, let the Holy Ghost have his way in your life, and you will not gratify the desires or the emotions of the flesh. It says, for the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. But these two are opposite to each other. No, you may not feel like praising God. Guess what? Praise him anyway. You may not lift up your hand. Lift it anywhere. It's called the sacrifice. You may say, I feel totally foolish waving my hand. Wave it anyway. It's called the sacrifice of praise. You say, well, I even clapping, I get all off beat when I clap. It's okay, it's okay. Just don't give that person a mic. Make everybody go off beat. But you can clap your hands. It's called the sacrifice of praise. Praise is a spiritual weapon given to defeat the enemy. We're talking about spiritual weapons here now, and I'm moving into that. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. In other words, we are human, but we do not wage human warfare against the devil. We use God's mighty weapons. And praise is a weapon. And the Holy Spirit, he is God's enforcer who empowers our praise. He empowers us to defeat the devil. We need the Holy Spirit in our praise. We need him in every day. We need him every day in our lives to empower us. In Romans chapter 8 and 13, it says, for if you live according to the flesh, if you live according to your emotions, you will die. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Holy Spirit, these are the sons of God. God has chosen praise as a weapon, and he has empowered the Holy Spirit to help us to wield it against the enemy. And that's why the Bible tells us in Ephesians 5 and 18 that we're not to be drunk with wine. We're not to engage in substance abuse. We are to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing melody in our heart to the Lord. That is a spiritual weapon against the flesh and against the devil. When the Bible tells us, be filled with the Spirit, it means to come under the influence or the control of the Holy Spirit. We need to make our praise and worship services come under the lordship of the Holy Spirit and not our emotions. Let him guide us in worship. The devil copies everything that God does. His objective is to destroy people's lives. What am I talking about? He tries to get people involved in substance abuse. Give them a feeling, give them a tingling, give them something. Approximately 138 million people aged 12 and over admit to having used illegally drugs in some time in their life. 138 million admit it. What about the people who haven't admitted it? Over 46 million Americans aged 12 and older battle with substance abuse use right now. Right now. I want to let you know you do not have to engage in different substances to find joy and fulfillment. You can find it right in God through the Holy Spirit. There is greater joy and satisfaction in the Spirit of God than any artificial high that you can possibly receive. One of the pastors I used to work with used to say, there is no high like the Most High. And he used to be a drug dealer, but he found Jesus, changed his life. And he said, there's no high like the Most High. Jesus spoke to the woman in Samaria, and he was talking to her about water that he would give, that she would never thirst again. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. If you drink of God, if you drink of the Spirit, if you say, Lord, fill me, you don't need any substance abuse stuff. The Holy Spirit will set you on fire. On the day of Pentecost, they thought they were drunk. No, they were simply filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to bring this to the close, but I want to give you some actions to use during your praise, designed to defeat the enemy in your life. First, the shout. As we shout during praise and worship, we are destroying Satan's effectiveness. We are taking authority over his power in the name of Jesus Christ. Because shouting in the Holy Spirit means that it brings him into our midst to destroy and to bring confusion to the enemy. The Bible shows us that the Philistines heard the Israelites praising God and shouting, and it threw their army into confusion because they realized the Lord had come into the camp and they were terrified. When you shout in the Holy Spirit, it terrifies the devil. But he knows the power of God is present. In Psalm 47 and 5, it says, God releases victory as we shout, exhorting to him. For God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. There's another activity, lifting up the hands. We get God's attention when we lift up our hands. In Psalm 28 and 2, it says, hear the voice of my supplications, when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. It actually means in the original language, God is able to armor. When you lift up your hands, God gives you an armor, a spiritual armor for protection in your life. And then there's clapping. Clapping of the hand shows ridicule and judgment against the enemy. Lamentations 2 and 15, it says, all that pass by clap their hands. They hiss, they wag their heads. And then there's the dance. In Psalm 149 in verse 3 and then 6, it talks about dancing being connected to spiritual warfare. And I love this verse starting at verse 3. It says, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre in the harp. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. When you dance, when you go into the high praises of God, the Bible says a spiritual sword is given to you to bring judgment upon the enemy, again, the one that is against you, the one that is trying to destroy your life. You have the power in the name of Jesus to say, no, devil. What does praise do? Praise reminds us of who God is. You need to know how great the God you serve is when you're going through a trial, when you're going through a situation. And praise is most loved by God when you praise him during your suffering. God will step in on the scene when you praise him during sufferings. I just want to give you one reference and we'll continue next time. Paul and Silas, they had been beaten for casting a devil out of a woman. They beat them and they threw them in a maximum security prison because they didn't want them to get out. But the Bible says in Acts 16 and 25, but at midnight, bloody backs, hurting, in pain, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The Bible says, and the prisoners were listening to them, because they had never had fellow prisoners like that before. But the Bible says, while they were listening, suddenly there was a great earthquake. The Bible says the very foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loose. God was so pleased with that song. I'd love to get what song they were singing so I could sing it sometime. God was so pleased with that song that God said, wait, sent an earthquake. And let everybody go free. The Bible says immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were loosed. Folks, listen, when you praise God, you need to believe for divine intervention in your situation. You need to believe and expect something will happen as you praise the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit's presence comes. Our praise is his throne. Our praise brings his presence, and that presence empowers us against all of the weapons that the enemy would try to extend against us. But folks, let me tell you, God's weapons are bigger. God's weapons are better. And one of God's chief weapons is praise.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Are You Under the Influence? Part 3. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out, those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction. I pray that you would grant your Spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.